there, and welcome to Soul Candy, the candy for your soul. So, for this podcast, I'm basically going to talk about spiritual news and stuff like that. So, let's start out with our weekly meditation. So, this is a very basic Vipassana, or insight meditation. It entails focusing on bare awareness of the object of the meditation. So, basically, you choose something that you would like to meditate on, and then you will form this meditation around it. So, you want to sit down with a straight back, and then you want to gently bring your attention to your breath, and then try and slowly concentrate on your breath and that thing that you want to meditate on or get the answer to. And if you notice your mind wandering, and it will, gently bring your attention back to the breath and start again. According to the teachings of the Buddha, applied mindfulness meditation, or Vipassana meditation, along with strong concentration and appropriate moral conduct, leads to enlightenment or liberation from suffering. As an added bonus, mindfulness meditation, or Vipassana meditation, has been found to lower stress and fight mental health issues. Okay, let's move on to the weekly crystal, which is probably my favorite crystal ever. It is rainbow fluorite, and I got this piece of rainbow fluorite just a week ago, maybe, and it has very quickly become my favorite crystal. It's like, you know that friend that's really nice? Rainbow fluorite is, it's that. It's just always so happy if you can personify a crystal that way, and it's just loving. So, like, if you're having a bad day and you're like me and you do a daily meditation, which requires you to feel love, which I'll get into that meditation in an upcoming podcast, then I'll just hold this with me and it will pretty much instantly allow you to feel love, pretty much unconditional love. So fluorite is a highly protective and stabilizing stone, useful for grounding and harmonizing spiritual energy. When working with the upper chakras, fluorite increases intuitive abilities, links the human mind to universal consciousness, and develops connection to spirit. So fluorite basically anchors intuitive insights into the physical plane, allowing mental and physical coordination. And rainbow fluorite is extra special because it's a combination of, it can have purple, blue, green, clear, yellow fluorites in it, and it combines all of those properties. So this is a really, really great stone. And if you don't have many crystals yet, then this would certainly be a great starter crystal for you. Okay, so let's move on to my weekly creator. So let's start out with a really great one, and I love his books, and I think that you would absolutely enjoy this. It's Drunvalo Melchizedek, and if you're going to read any of his books and gain knowledge from him, I suggest to start out with The Ancient Secret, Flower of Life, part 1 or 2. I kind of started out with 2, and I don't know, I just felt drawn to it that way, and in the book, it actually told me that they used to teach it, part 2 to 1, which is, like you learn the feminine part and then the masculine part. But that wasn't working too well in the modern world, so they had to change it to masculine to feminine, which is okay, I guess, but I read it the old way anyways. But yeah, a really great, insightful person and a great author. Also, after you're done with those, I just got this book, and it's a great book. It's pretty short, so you could read it in a day if you wanted to. It's the Heart. It's a book by his that has heart in it. Yeah, it's about the sacred space of the heart, and I really like it. I'm gonna actually try the meditation from it soon, so I'll definitely report to you guys on how that was. So, let's go to an astrological event that's coming up. So, first off, we got on October 21st and 22nd is the peak of the Orionoids meteor shower, which is, it's a meteor shower coming from Orion, or at least in the direction of the Orion constellation. And it's pretty much from October 2nd to November 7th, but it peaks on the night of October 21st and the morning of October 22nd. So if you, you should probably stay up a little later that night and wait when it gets dark and look at the meteor shower. It's supposed to be a really nice display. Another interesting thing that's going on is we just entered 2 days ago at the time of my recording into a new tarot card in the astrological calendar, which is the Prince of Cups. So let me just pull up the definition. So the Prince of Cups is expressive, crafty, arts, thought, subtle, mask, ruthless, passion, intensity, and volatile. So we just entered into that. And also, we have a new sign for this section, which is Jupiter. So we're going to experience luck, spiritual growth, fortune, expansion, culture, and higher learning until essentially the end of October. If you want to know where I'm getting this information, I'm getting it from the Patch Tarot Wisdom Wall. It's a really nice informational sheet, and it gives you all the stuff you need. I really like it. So if you want to, go ahead and pick that up. It's at patchtarot.com, I think, or spiritsciencecentral.com. And yeah, this isn't sponsored, but I really like it. Okay, so let's get off to the main topic. So a lot of people, in the spiritual community at least, treat the ego as like bad. It's not that bad. It's like, it's the yin and the yang. So if you don't know what the ego is, it's essentially, so you have the soul, which is like the main, it's you at the very core. And then you have the ego, which you create over time. And when you're creating this ego, it's like a mask that you're creating. And a lot of people think it's bad. They say like it's your deepest, darkest secrets and the ego's bad. But no, it's part of you. You wouldn't survive without the ego, because if you came in here just as a pure soul, just the soul, no ego, you would come into the world and then you'd think it's, I don't know, the astral realm or whatever you came from in your past life, whatever you go through after you die for, I think, a period of 30 days before reincarnation in the Buddhist texts anyways, but there's a bunch of different theories on it. So after that, you come into this life and you don't have the ego, which is basically like the coward part of you. So you don't have the ego. You think you're invincible, and then you, I don't know, jump off a cliff or crawl off a cliff if you're a newborn, and then you die. So you've just been taken out of the human experience, and you can't reach higher dimensions that way. So really, instead of treating the ego like the monster in the closet, you have to embrace the ego. And if you stick the ego in a box and then never feed it and then it's bad, you're gonna become disharmonic, because these are two things. It's the yin and the yang. You have to create a flow, and when you try and take control of the flow, when you like when you try to smush it down and make it, like, force it into submission, then that's not going to work. It's going to retaliate. Like, for example, there was a French king, and he thought he was the sun god. And then I think he said he would control the sun, and then he was beheaded by a guillotine. So there you go. You don't want to be beheaded by a guillotine. So if you try and force something into submission, it's not going to work out. So what you need to do is look at the ego as not something bad, but look at it as something that can be improved upon, and it can be changed constantly. So you want to just keep the ego intact and don't try and kill it. If you kill the ego and have a complete ego death, which is something I think people are trying to do, which I wouldn't suggest to anyone, you don't want to have a complete ego death. If your ego dies, then you're just the soul, and you can't, it's like, so the ego is what's being programmed repetitively. So when you learn how to breathe, the ego gets a program in it, if you want to call it that, and then it makes it so you don't have to consciously think about programming. So you can think about higher things other than breathing. Same thing goes for walking or moving around. So without the ego, you're consciously having to focus on everything, and then you're not able to think about higher thoughts, and then I'd think it would be harder to become enlightened that way. But, yes, that's kind of our lesson for today, and, I will see you all next week. Goodbye.